The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, joining me now is Serena Bellissimo, entertainment journalist, and David O'Callaghan from the Here and Back Again podcast to discuss what to watch on your screens this week. You are both very welcome. I'm going to start with what I might not be watching next year. Strictly Come Dancing. No Claude, no Tess.
That really came out of nowhere, didn't it? Although apparently there were leaks saying that they were leaving. We were just saying before we came on air, 21 years though of doing a job, it doesn't matter how much you love that job. I think you then just go, it's time to leave. And I have to say, and look, this isn't what they've said. I love that they've said that they both decided that they wanted to leave together, which I think is brilliant. But the show isn't what it used to be in its heyday. So isn't it better to leave the party before it's over?
You think that's what they're doing? And I can see why Claudia wants to go, because she has the traitors. She has her radio program.
Yeah.
She has her hair commercials that you mentioned, David.
Beautiful, beautiful.
You know the product though, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Head and Shoulders. It keeps you completely clear.
I didn't want to promote it without Head and Shoulders.
I don't know. But you know what? This probably leaves her open for more stuff now. She won't. Because even though Claudia, it was the Claudia and Tess show, Tess was always the main person and you always associated her with Strictly. So maybe now this is her time to go find a traders or something. But I do love that the two of them came out together. They quashed any rumours. There's no backstabbing and stuff. And they did it on their terms. Girl love power.
I already feel bad for the new people.
Yeah.
Because no matter who's picked, it's just going to be,
and they're not as good.
Yeah. And it's already going down anyway. So if it does badly, it's not the new people's fault. It's
We'll still probably blame them. Anyhow, let's move on to what's on our screen. We spoke about it briefly last week, but now you've been to see it too, David.
Yes.
Springsteen, the Nebraska album. It was one of my favourite albums.
Yes. I have to fess up straight away. When it comes to New Jersey, Bon Jovi and My Chemical Romance are my sons of New Jersey. I am not a Springsteen fan. However, I speak on behalf of those who aren't Springsteen fans and say, as a music biopic, it is absolutely fantastic. Jeremy Allen White is unbelievable. His singing is like, oh, what's happening here? Is this just Bruce singing over it?
I thought it was Bruce.
Yeah, he can wear a pair of jeans, as they say. He's stunning. It looks amazing. Jeremy Strong as John Landau. All the behind the scenes stuff about the record company wanting, we want more hits type stuff, and how the album,
stylistically, that album was completely different.
And
for
because it's what the guy who did Crazy Heart, you know what you're getting. It's not going to be like Bohemian Rhapsody or anything like that. This is a movie about depression and not doing what people want you to do. And
it's a straight telling of it.
Yeah, I absolutely want it. If someone said there's another error, if you want to watch another error, yeah, bring it on. And I say that on behalf of the non-Springsteen heads, go see this movie.
The 2 hours flew by, and I wish now, and you said it was a bit like, not like Bohemian Rhapsody, but that there are some set pieces. We mentioned it last week. Born in the USA, it's just like, wow, spine tingling. And Stephen Graham, best supporting actor, I'd say. He's brilliant as the father.
He plays his dad.
Yeah, and he's so
good. That's Jeremy Strong and Stephen Graham.
Yeah.
In a movie together. Like, I'm going for that alone.
Exactly. And then you got Jeremy Allen White as well. So it's brilliant.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be a fan.
No.
No.
Okay. Moving on to your other recommend this week, Serena. I had a beautiful month last December where I wasn't working. I spent 2 days on the couch watching Rivals, and then I spent another 3 days on the couch watching the trash that is Nobody Wants This, and I loved it.
What a perfect week. Nobody Wants This was the surprise hit. I don't think anyone expected this to do so well. It's Kristen Bell. It's Adam Brody. It is written by Erin Foster, whose life this is loosely based on. If you don't know anything about Nobody Wants This, basically Kristen Bell's character, Joanne, falls in love with Noah, who's played by Adam Brody. He's a rabbi. She's not Jewish. This relationship shouldn't work. But spoiler alert, it does. And that was what the whole first season was about. This second season, Kira, I was a bit nervous going into this because how can something so good be bettered? It's not bettered, but it stays the same.
It's good enough.
Exactly.
Because it's corny. It sort of shouldn't work. I was a wee bit embarrassed recommending it to other people.
Yes.
And yet the feedback was all the same. I really enjoyed that. And there's a good supporting cast and a supporting stories there too. Do they delve into those?
And that's what you're going to love about it this time. This time we see more of the sister and the brother, and they delve into their own relationships as well with each other, and then their own romantic relationships. It's such an easy binge. I'd say you're going to send the family out, and within 2 days you're going to have binged the 10 episodes, because that's the other thing. Before you know it, you're just like, is that episode over? Ah, sure, one more. And before you know it, it's 3 o'clock in the morning going, ah, sure, one more, and it's done. It's brilliant.
And you haven't even had to switch on your brain.
No.
Joyful, joyful.
Oh, my God.
You're definitely not watching
no.
it.
No. Nobody wants
the feedback
this.
I'm getting from
me
you.
No want this.
Now, me no want your next recommendation. No way, Jose. It, Welcome to Derry. And no, it isn't County Derry.
Yeah. Oh, sweet Lord. Like, it's been an unbelievable year for Stephen King with The Life of Chuck, The Long Walk, and The Running Man is coming out, all in cinemas. But this is a prequel to the two movies, It and It Chapter 2, which were, the first It movie was unbelievable. It was basically Stand By Me meets Stranger Things, sensational. It Chapter 2, meh, the adults got involved and I was a bit cold about that. This is a prequel that's set 27 years before the first movie. And if anybody knows their King lore, Pennywise, who is Bill Skarsgård, appears every 27 years. So this is 1962, kind of real classic American suburbia, looks like Main Street Disney type of thing, vibe going on. And obviously it all kicks off, like there's plenty of storm drains and stuff. And this is terrifying. It's as a prequel, I'm worried about prequels.
No.
Week of Halloween. I'm so excited for people to see it. It's disgusting in every way you can imagine. The kids again lead the movie because they're the ones kind of, the adults are doing the classic bungling around and just being absolute dopes, whereas the kids are trying to solve why these murders are happening. And it is, I cannot tell you how shocking it is. But if you know you're Stephen King, it will be like Derry, Maine, obviously features in all his books. There's so many Easter eggs here, your head will explode. And even
actually just getting stressed by this description alone.
So some of the kids are actually characters from you'll kind of recognize from the first movie. And then actually there's other characters, if you know their surnames, or when you hear their surnames, that's like from a different Stephen King book. But I would recommend watching It Chapter 1 and 2 before watching this, because there's so many, like, to be the full immersive, terrifying experience. And terrifying
to get yourself worked up into such a frenzy that you can scare yourself some more.
And I speak as a horror person. I usually go, this is unbelievable.
You were scared.
It is next level crazy stuff going on here.
Like not a hope. Not a hope will I watch that. Not a hope, might as well be honest
on
with you.
On Monday on Sky and Now TV. And the funny thing is, I said Pennywise appears every 27 years. Monday is the 27th of October.
Yeah, see? See?
And how many episodes?
8 episodes, and so weekly. It'll be a weekly. It's HBO's big Sunday night TV kind of.
Oh, so you don't even have to endure the horror for like 2 hours. You have to come back for 8 weeks.
Yes.
Anything worse. Okay, but if you're into that sort of stuff, you're
I'm
saying it's a good one.
Get your Halloween started in style. Get in there.
Okay, can we talk about something else, please? Mr. Scorsese.
Oh, this is so good. If you love cinema, you don't even have to be into Martin Scorsese. It's just a great, this is produced by Rebecca Miller. She is fabulous. The way she's done this, it is 5 hours. I'd be watching this instead of Derry. It basically tells you all about his life. This is the perfect little time capsule that people can go back time and time again to find out who Martin Scorsese was. But it is done so well. Like Martin Scorsese, Marty is about the darkness and the light, right? He's about the truth. He's not about gratuitous for the sake of gratuitous. And this is the same. Rebecca has shown us all the good stuff, but she's also gone dark. You know, she's touched on the fact that he almost died. He married 5 times, the distant relationship he had with some of his kids and the close relationship he has with others. The reason why this really does work as well is that Rebecca Miller, she does all the interviews, and sometimes she's left her questions and her responses to them on, but you never see her. So you feel like it's you talking to Marty, but it's not just Marty. You've also got A-listers mixed in with his childhood friends, and sometimes that's what you want to see. And I didn't realise that Robert De Niro and Marty actually knew them each other from when they were younger. So there's all of that. You've got
Robert De Niro, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jodie Foster, mm-hmm. Daniel Day-Lewis, of course, Kate Blanchett. Like, it's a pretty stellar cast. You need to be a bit of a movie nerd to like it.
I think so. But and if you are a movie nerd, you will inhale this, and then at the end of the 5th episode, you'll go, but I want more. It's done.
Watch all his films in chronological order.
And but you watch this?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
five
no, absolutely.
Full hours dedicated to. Yeah,
well, I've got
the life
a whole week
of...
between it, so I've like a week to fill. So I'll probably watch it then.
Serena Bellissimo and David O'Callaghan, thank you for all those wonderful reviews there.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.